Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know the Banks family, but not like this. Peacock's new original series, Bel-Air, reimagines the iconic Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but as a drama in modern-day America. When Will is forced to leave his home in West Philly for the gated mansions of Bel-Air, it's a once-in-a-lifetime second chance, but can he stay true to himself on the path to greatness?
Executive produced by Will Smith and Westbrook Studios, Bel-Air is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up.
Hey guys, this is Brian Foote, CEO of Humble and host of the new Humble Nation podcast. As a recently public company, we're seeing interest in blockchain, mobile payments, ticketing, NFTs, and more growing faster than ever in what we call the digital economy. So join me, along with high-profile guests from the world of pro sports, music, entertainment, and other industries, as we talk about how technologies like blockchain are shaping their world, ours, and the decade ahead for all of us in the digital economy, only on Humble Nation.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Now hiring. Wisconsin Senate has approved a bill allowing 14-year-olds to work as late as 11 o'clock p.m. in an effort to help plug the labor shortage.
Wrong. That's wrong.
What?
The federal child labor law says that under 16s must stop working at 9 p.m. on non-school nights and 7 p.m. on school nights.
Mm-hmm.
But the state of Wisconsin says, fuck you, motherfucker, we need somebody in here to flip these burgers. Get them goddamn pre-puberty motherfuckers in here and give them an apron.
Instead of staying at home playing Fortnite all night? Hey, I said make some money. I'm not upset with it.
It's wrong.
Okay, wait a minute. What's the age one more time, homie? How old they got to be?
14. Here's the bigger question. Who the fuck going to pick up a 14-year-old at 11 o'clock at night from a damn McDonald's?
That's a valid question.
I had to quit Baskin Robbins because my mama wouldn't come scoop me at 8:30.
Neither one of you have 14-year-olds who get on your nerves and would be willing to let them go out the house for 8 extra hours and pick them up with just enough energy left so all they do is go to sleep? Yeah, sign me up. I'm right here. I am the father who will pick up my 14-year-old from McDonald's, Starbucks, or anywhere else that want to hire her and work her into a tired mess. I'm all for it. Hit me offline. Follow me on Twitter if you're trying to hire my daughter. Word up.
No.
You wait till y'all have 14-year-olds.
If you're listening.
Thank you.
The views of Ralph III are not those of other parents.
We're moving to Wisconsin. We're moving to Wisconsin.
My name is Roy. This is my job fair.
What are you doing?
I'm moving my hands like a celestial system of the stars and the moon. My hands represent planets orbiting and they're coming into alignment like an eclipse, like a solar or lunar eclipse.
The same thing you do when you're on Molly. You know what I'm saying? And it's music playing.
If you put a glow stick in my hand right now, it would look like I'm on drugs, just for the people listening.
Please.
Here's what I'll say, though, in regards to that law in Wisconsin. I feel like there are a lot of scenarios where some families would welcome that extra cash.
Mm.
And, you know, we talk about kids not working and not needing to work. You know, I was a child that at 14, like the first time I really was like the idea of needing to make money came from supporting my Nintendo tape habit. I didn't really fuck with sneakers. I didn't fuck with comic books. But when the new Nintendo tapes came out, I had to have $50. And the simplest way to do that was to go and rake leaves. $10 for the front, $15 front and back. Mm-hmm. And so I would walk around the neighborhood with a box of trash bags and a rake, and I would do you straight. And if you said no, then I would take the bag of leaves from another house that I'd rake.
And dump them on your yard.
I'd wait until nighttime, and I'd come and dump those leaves and spread them evenly.
And you're wrong.
Then I'd come back a week later.
Honestly, this is one of those moments where I wish my wife was listening, because she'd be like, you and Roy are the same effing person. Because when I met her, I used to tell her that's how I ended up getting a job at the mall, because my parents was like, yo, why do our neighbors keep coming back telling us that you dumping leaves on their lawn? And I didn't want to tell my parents that they denied me. So I ended up getting a job at the mall.
Why,
like, I was angry.
So angry?
I was bright and smart. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's not bright and smart.
Did I say I was angry? I raked 2 yards. I just made $30. One more yard and I got a Nintendo tape.
No, we all worked those jobs where they got us out of there before 9 o'clock. Juggling that job and school and trying to have a social life, it's not healthy to be in there until 11 o'clock at night. And then you're at that age of 14 of, I don't know what I can say yes or no to. I mean, I knew what I could say yes and no to, but 14-year-olds these days, it's too much.
And then there was also, you know, if I'm going to be like just slightly serious for a second. Mm-hmm. So my father died when I was 16, but that last year of his life, he wasn't working as much. And then on the other side of his death, it was me and my mom trying to cover a lot of different shit that my daddy's side of the, you know, money was covering. My senior year of high school, I was working 30 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Now, wow. It was bulk on the weekends, but there was two nights a week, dog, that I was literally working till 10 o'clock on the school night. If it wasn't baseball season, I was out. I was working. Mm-hmm. And then I would get up in the mornings on Saturday mornings and work at that rehab hospital, 6:30 to 2. I would come home and sleep for 2 hours, and I'd be back out the door for a 5 to 11 somewhere.
Yes.
And still raking the leaves. So. In the scenarios where a family needs that, I don't know if it's bad. I know we're trying to protect the kids from themselves, but if you're 14 and you got to get it, you're going to figure out a way.
But you know, man, you know what?
Be above the books.
My kids just recently realized that there were child labor laws, actually. And I had to explain to them why, because they didn't understand. They were like, what do you mean? Like, there was a time in this country where if it was between making you work on the farm and help harvest everything on the farm and sending you to school, since you made money working on the farm, they didn't send you to school. You just worked on the farm. And if you ended up, like I was telling my daughter, like girls used to get married off at 12 and 13 and start having babies at 14 because there was money and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, now I kind of look at it like most of the kids, and Mike, I have good kids, for the record. Don't cut that out, Lawrence. They need to hear that. I have wonderful children. I love both of my children. I do. But they also don't necessarily understand, like you, like Roy, you had a reason at 15, 14 to work. My reason was always because, which sounds way bad when I think about it now, but my reason for wanting to work when I was a kid was because my mom would not buy me designer clothes, point blank. My mom was like, if I'm gonna buy it, we're going to Montgomery Wards and you're gonna wear these reversible shorts and be happy with it. And I was like, you can't keep doing this to me. So eventually I got a job basically so I could clothe myself and not go to school wearing a bunch of bobo shit. And that's where it started, because that's what it was back in the day.
I get it, JG. I get what you're saying, but it's like they go, oh, well, kids shouldn't work. And the thing that my mom asked me, the first job I had with a tax return was Baskin Robbins, Western Hills Mall, when I was 15. And before I went in the store, my mom looked me dead in the eyes and she said, are you sure you want to do this? Because you will never stop doing this again until you're 70. You have the option to not work. And I just wanted to work. And when I look back on that time and reflection, I don't know what I would have done other than just sit around and dream about money. Like, I don't know. Like I think, number one, I think kids should work because I think it establishes some level of decency and responsibility and sense of duty. So you need that structure, but you also shouldn't be forced to work 40 hours.
Right.
Like, because that part of it isn't necessary. You know, there's a lot of fast food spots that are going to take advantage of this. Also, if you got a bunch of 14-year-olds working at fast food spots, they finna be fucking up everybody's order. Nasty. All the McRibs gonna be done wrong. They're dumb. You're 14, you're dumb. You don't know how to put the burger together the right way. Respectfully.
The 14-year-olds cannot mess with the middle-aged Latino folks who be holding down McDonald's and shit. They cannot fold the burgers at the same speed. Them cats is hardcore, bruh.
And that's because they know what English. They're doing and they take pride. A teenager, I did not take, I did not take pride. Bro, I would rake somebody's yard, take them leaves and sprinkle them in another person's yard so that person would hire me the next day. I did not care.
So wrong.
That's marketing.
That is not who you want making your hamburgers.
I agree with that part, though. I do agree with that part.
That's the bigger issue, is that you're employing 14-year-olds in jobs that they don't care about. Give them something simple. Put them out in that heat in the construction zone with that stop slow stick that you flip.
That's even worse.
Put them on the freeway.
That's character. That's good work.
Pavement machine with that heat sizzling up. That's what I want. Let that 14-year-old drive the pavement machine.
See, again, Jacqueline, you keep saying no, but I'm going to solve your problem. Because next summer, you about to have your very own 15-year-old for 3 months. And then after you had that 15-year-old, mine, for 3 months, you're going to be like, you know what? We need to make all these children work. The hardest thing we could possibly do. She ain't even put her phone down while she swept your flow. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
Your daughter will call you in 48 hours to come home. Trust me.
Yeah, because you're going to call first. Gracious. You don't know my daughter. She's going to work you. I can't wait for you.
We got guests on the line, so we're going to do this one real fast. Let's get real quick.
Okay.
A really quick Cody's Most Outstanding Employee of the Week. So, JG.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that, I don't like saying his name, O45. As we like to call them. And we don't do politics on this show.
Nope.
That has always been the mandate.
It ain't changing.
Everything we discuss on this show is through the prism of employment.
Yes.
Period. Full stop. That was from day one.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason I'm bringing up 45, this is the only reason. And what is this? Episode 34, 35, 36? First 35. Time we've ever mentioned. He launched his own social media site called Truth Social, which was immediately shut down by hackers and motherfucking trolls after 2 hours, and the site has not been up since. Someone took President Donald Trump's social media account and posted a picture. Close your ears, Jacqueline.
Uh-oh.
Posted a picture of a pig taking a shit on his own scrotum.
No.
That is specific.
That is nasty.
That is so specific. That is, there could have been so many other, but that is so specific.
Hey, we don't have time to really, and I don't think we want to take the time to dig deep into this. I just want to say to the hackers out there, to the trolls out there.
Let them know.
Shutting it down real fast.
Let them know.
All of y'all are.
Cody's Most Outstanding Employee of the Week.
Agreed.
Nicely done. Worst and first time, will we invite you, the listeners of the Job Fair, to come on this show and share with us either your worst job or your first job or something terrible that may have happened to you. We have some very good friends, you know, and it's rare that I get friends on this show because we've talked about this in the past, JG. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't want to ask.
Yes.
I just don't want to bother people. I just let me talk to strangers. I just rather talk to strangers because I know they want to talk. But every now and then you get a friend and you just go, you know what? Damn it. They are so radiant.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. I got to talk. I got to ask him. I don't want to ask him. But let me go and send a DM real quick on Instagram. CNN. Come on the show and bring their radiance on the show. JG, who's on the line?
We have Andrew and RJ Gilliam.
What's up?
Hold on, Andrew. Brother Gillis, hold on. Now see, Jacqueline didn't kind of, she didn't kind of like, she gave y'all the that's what she normally does. That's the normal introduction.
The treatment.
I love JG's voice. Wait, don't leave her alone. What you about to do?
No, nah, RJ, no.
It's black royalty. You got to do this right, bro. Man. You got to do
our
this right.
Fellow Florida A&M Rattlers, they are the host. They are the host and co-host together. Host together. I don't want to break up your marriage. They are hosts, plural.
Yes.
It's resilient.
Right now.
Of the Real Talk podcast. He is former mayor of Tallahassee, and this brother is a solid ass dude. His wife,
Lord.
From Alabama, Jacqueline.
Amen. Oh, that's right.
Ask her what city she's from, JG.
Uh-oh.
What city are you from?
I am from Montgomery, Alabama.
Stop it.
Jacqueline's from Montgomery. Yeah.
Why didn't I know that? I thought you were from Birmingham. Yeah. How did I miss that?
She is the director of Foundation Affairs at the Florida Dental Association, fellow Florida A&M graduates, Andrew and RJ Gillum.
That is.
Welcome to the job.
Thank you for having us.
Go on to y'all Montgomery bonding and shit, Jacqueline.
What high school did you attend?
I went to Lanier, but I was zoned for JD. So I went to Lanier. I was in LAMP.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Lanier.
Yeah, I was accepted at LAMP and CPAC.
Both of us. We went through the trenches. I'm trying to tell you. It was I don't know how it is now, but it was a little rough back in the day. We would be in the middle of practicing. I was a cheerleader. We'd be in the middle of practicing out in that big front. We had a big U in front of our school. And, you know, people would drive by in the cars because the band would be practicing and we'd cheerlead. We practicing and they just start shooting, so we don't have to like either run or lay down on the grass.
Seriously,
shooting at who in the band is in the game?
I don't know. We had phenomenal band, by the way. The Marching Poets from Sydney Lanier.
Your high school mascot was a poet.
The Marching Poets? Is that what you just said?
Respectful. Hang on, let me clean it up.
What kind of gangster ass place are y'all living in? Where they shot at the damn band? Like, I need to know that. Like,
Poets were shooting.
The poets.
It builds character. It builds character. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
So wait, one more thing though. Did you go to Baldwin? I went to Baldwin.
I did.
Shut up.
Look at this.
Is Baldwin?
It was our junior high.
Arts and Magnet Junior High. Yeah, Arts and Magnet.
I danced at Baldwin. You know what? I gotta go look my yearbook out.
Hey, Andrew. This is what it's like being a husband when this kind of shit happens.
I'm like, all right, Tina, we calling.
The world is so small.
I'm not even interrupting. I'm just letting Jacqueline.
Roy, together, man.
I'm just letting them get their bond on. I'm just letting them bond.
And we're so proud of Roy.
We go way back. Me and Roy were in the Alabama Club in 1996.
All six of us.
Yeah, it was not a very big club, but we were at
the Alabama Club.
The story that I tell about Andrew just on campus is just that, you know, people, it's when you see people like, okay, so like when you look at like your podcast, Real Talk with Andrew Gillum, right? And you get on there and you talk a little bit about what's going on. You add perspective to the story. You give a little bit of your opinion, but it's not just an opinion. But here's what I think. Here's other things you may not have considered. And let's unpack that as well, right? You were that dude in college. Like, so Jacqueline, I was at Florida A&M during the time when the Al Gore, the stolen election of 2000. The dangling Chad, Jeb Bush was governor, and we were marching on the Capitol or whatever. And so Andrew at the time was in student government. And, you know, on the day of the march at the Capitol, FAMU's SGA was walking around campus and like just grabbing motherfuckers. Come on, we're marching. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to march. But you know how, like, you, Ralph, you know how you don't be marching and then you see a wave of Black people marching? You don't want to not be marching.
Go with them.
No, you can't. No.
It's just like when we run.
Right.
I know I'm running, but
we're moving all in the same direction. It looks right.
Right.
It looks right.
I don't know where we going, but let's go.
Man, I can already tell off the top because we didn't waste so much time up front. We're going to have to keep y'all around for Scam of the Week, too. But let's get into worst one first. Lord. RJ, we'll just talk to you first for right now. But before you were this wonderful woman who cared about the people and the community and the blah, 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 take me back to that first apron or the smock or whatever you had to wear back in the day and give us that job that just when you pass by the building, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and you go never again.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if this is a worst or a first or both, but this was as soon as I graduated from FAM, I was a biology major and the intent was to go to dental school, but I did a little too much focus on Delta and SGA and I wasn't quite as focused as I needed
to be. Sorority lifestyle. I needed
a little more time and I had no idea what I was going to do after graduation. So there was a gentleman who had come to campus to help us with an SJ event where we had a speaker series. And I was in charge of like escorting him around. And he was like, "You are so impressive. What are you doing after graduation?" And mind you, this is like March or February and we graduated in April. And I was like, "I have no idea." So he hired me, right? He was a financial advisor in Dallas, Texas, but he also had an office in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So he hired me. This is not one of those, and you'll know what I'm talking about, Roy. This is not one of those SBI jobs where they were giving people signing bonuses and relocations, all of that. No, yeah. This was a, you show up in Dallas on this day, however you get here, good luck. So, you know, my daddy helped me hook a U-Haul to the back of my Saturn, and we drove from Florida to Texas, got me set up with an apartment. And I have this job, and it wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. He had me in charge of like client services. I was supposed to just come up with ways to wow the clients, right? Uh-huh. So it was easy at first. Hey, we don't recognize birthdays. We don't recognize anniversaries. Let's just do some touch points. But quickly, I got bored because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. He also was not physically in that office. He had said he spent 2 weeks in Dallas and 2 weeks in Detroit. He was only in Dallas a couple of days out of the month.
That tells you everything you need to know.
In the office, there were a lot of other remote employees, but in the office was me and another young lady who was about my age, but she was still in college. Yes. Very responsible. But the two of us left our own devices. We would sometimes get off track. So 8 months in, he flies in town to meet with us. I probably have maybe worked in the office with him maybe 10 times total after these 8 months. And he, you know, sits me down. He's like, this is not really working out. And I was kind of surprised, but I wasn't. I'd never been fired before.
I've never heard of this.
I know you never heard it. Just go with it. So he slides these papers to me and was like, I'm going to have to let you go. You need to sign this. And I was like, I'm not signing anything. My mama taught me, don't you sign nothing, right? But essentially, I was being let go because it wasn't working out. So he did. I mean, it was a good package. He gave me severance, whatever. But I was in Texas 8 months. Severance? I'd only been working there. No. Severance was like a couple of weeks. It was paltry.
I'm about to say, damn, he gave you 8 months severance?
Listen, this job, oof, I don't have enough time to tell you about this job. So one of the reasons I was being let go is because we had a toll-free phone number, right, for clients. I fancy myself a bright young lady. But what I didn't realize is that by giving my friends and family members this toll-free phone number and tell them they can call me anytime they want to, because at this time,
there were no anytime. It wasn't anytime
minutes, right? So you had to pay long distance. So my cell phone was like an 850 and it was long distance if I was calling it down. So he shows me all these phone bills for all these months, by the minute. Of all these calls, and the young man that I was dating at the time, which isn't the young man I'm sitting next to right now, he and I used to talk on the phone like every day for a very long time. So,
so the problem wasn't the boss.
Which is the point of the show, right? I was young and didn't have any guidance or leadership in the job.
You better watch it, boy.
He basically was like, I'm going to give you this little bit of severance, and you need to be glad I'm not charging you to pay me back for all this money you spent and cost me on this toll-free line. So I left. And I couldn't quite move back home yet because I didn't have any money and I had to finish paying my lease. So I started working temp jobs. The first temp job I had was at a hospital, something Presbyterian in Dallas. And I was the one that came around to the room with the cart and the computer to do the birth certificates when somebody had a baby. And we are under very strict instructions not to respond, not to give suggestions, not to make faces. So if somebody is like, I'm going to name my baby Anthony, and they start spelling it, you do not correct Anthony. Them. No, I'm just using that as an example. You cannot correct them. You cannot say, oh, did you mean to say Anthony instead? You can't do any of that. And even if they ask your opinion. So
I'm going to name my baby Boom Shakalaka. And you just got to just go B-O-O-M.
And I could not in good conscience look at those sweet little baby faces and let them be named terrible things.
Oh my gosh.
So I was not asked back after a week.
A week? You couldn't fake it for a week?
No. But it was through a temp agency. So I got reassigned, got a great gig for a couple of months until I got a better job. And I moved to Atlanta. I stayed there for a year. Then I came back to Tallahassee for grad school. And the rest is history. I got my act together. So that was my worst slash first.
Well, wasn't the worst employer, it appears.
Well, sounds like y'all got some shit to discuss at the end of this podcast as a couple.
Yeah, I was about to say, we can come back.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, I had versions of this. I didn't know you used candy stripes. Or burst
I wasn't a candy striper. See, this is the other thing that happens when you marry. You talk and the spouse don't hear what you're saying. They hear what they want to hear.
Okay.
The podcast is Real Talk with Andrew Gillum. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They talk about everything happening around the world of cable news and politics. It's his unfiltered opinions. And once a week, what you've just heard between these two. Yeah.
It's what you get.
It's what you get when you listen to Real Talk with Andrew Gillum. RJ comes on the show once a week, and I assume that y'all are just, from what I could tell, working through a lot of stuff that I don't know. JG, I feel like I shouldn't be listening to them talk to each other right now because it sounds like they're working
that
through.
Was the, you know what, right? That was the idea. In fact, I don't even know what we're talking about. My producer doesn't share. They keep it between them, and then we come on. I'm like, okay, so what's up? What are we doing today? We're talking about what you did last week.
Oh,
you know,
we just keep it real on Real Talk.
Hey, you know what, Andrew? You get props from me, man. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm married to a very strong woman as well. And there's no way in hell that I would do a podcast with my wife on a weekly basis. No way in hell. I'm watching you do stuff, and I know that husband cringe. I know it when I see it. And you are totally
Yeah, this is hard.
Andrew, how tall are you, bro?
6'1".
You about 6'1"? RJ, how tall are you?
5'2".
See, we on the same.
She's 6'1".
Bruh, I be telling all the time, it's the short ones and the quiet ones. You always got to watch them.
You know what, Ralph?
Killer poets, bruh.
Killer poets.
Listen, killer poets.
Don't let this sweet face fool you. I know, JG. Just like, see, tell I could tell. Mm-hmm. And Jacqueline, the sweet face and the sweet voice.
Jacqueline don't do nothing on this show but talk about guns.
Guns. And I know.
Is that life?
She keep that thing.
I need to catch up. Did we ever figure out who sent the flowers?
Oh shit.
Oh. Wait. I'm a little behind because I was out of town. Oh, did I wasn't supposed to bring that up.
No, you're fine. We did not figure it out. I didn't know.
He never came forward. Nope. The dude never came forward.
Okay. That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
I was caught up in that storyline. It was like a telenovela through the podcast.
But that's a beautiful flower.
My homeboy said there's got to be a thread between her selling the dude trying to buy the panties from her and somebody sent her the flowers. That's what the homie said. It's got to be a thread. Y'all just ain't connecting it yet.
Okay. But
we got to go to a break. We gotta go to a break. Y'all just might have to stay and kick it the whole show. I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
You know what? You know what? Because we still gotta do Scam of the Week with you, Andrew. But if you have a second after the break, just give advice to anybody out there, especially the youths.
The youths of the world.
The youths on careers in politics and what is the best path in for that. Because I know there's a lot, because we'll talk about the pivot. I'll explain that after the break. John Fair, we'll be right back.
The Banks family is back like you've never seen them before. Peacock's new original series, Bel-Air, is reimagining the 90s sitcom we all know and love as a drama fit for 2022. Inspired by a fan's viral trailer, the show brings the Fresh Prince to modern-day America, digging even deeper into the story and themes of the original. Two worlds collide when Will is forced to leave his home in West Philly for the gated mansions of Bel-Air. It's a once-in-a-lifetime second chance, but can he stay true to himself on the path to greatness?
Executive produced by Will Smith and Westbrook Studios, Bel-Air introduces an incredible ensemble of up-and-coming talent, including Jabari Banks as the modern-day iconic character, Will. The fan who created the viral trailer, Morgan Cooper, is now bringing his vision and raw, authentic storytelling to life as director, co-writer, and executive producer. Bel-Air is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up.
In times like these, having someone you trust to talk to is more important than ever. But even the strongest people and relationships can hit a few bumps in the road. Having a dedicated Talkspace therapist can help. Talkspace Online Therapy has thousands of licensed therapists in dozens of specialties, including relationships, anxiety, depression, and more. They even offer couples therapy. Your struggles and challenges are unique. Whether you've been married for years, are re-entering the dating scene, or are trying to get comfortable being single, a Talkspace therapist can help you find the right tools and insights to help your relationship with yourself or someone else get stronger every day. With a combination of asynchronous messaging and live video sessions, you can talk on a schedule that works for you without waiting on an appointment. Plus, Talkspace has security features to keep your conversations private and protected. Start the journey to happier, healthier relationships. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code PREMIER. That's Talkspace.com, promo code PREMIER.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions and worries we have. CalHope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
But, you know.
He is still
hey.
Asleep.
Really?
He went
up, job fair. He paid for.
Mm-hmm. What you hear right now, the voices of our two guests.
Oh, we
they are. Yeah, we still back. Going. Yeah, y'all still going. The commercials and done playing. Y'all still going.
Oops. Oh, Lord.
Andrew, husband and wife, Andrew and RJ Gillum. The podcast is Real Talk with Andrew Gillum. RJ pops in on one of the three episodes that they air every week. Now, we talk about career pivots and how people, you know, you can do one thing that you think you're supposed to be doing. And then one day God talks to you, you do some shroom, whatever, something get in your head and you do a 180. And there have been droves of people on both sides of the aisle. And this isn't even talking about the random spinoffs of Trump that have been out there. But there are a lot of people who now want to make a difference. They are being active in their communities. It's a lot of first timers, young and over 40, running for office. I just met a young woman. I was back home in Birmingham for the Magic City Classic. Oh. And this is a woman who used to be kind of a party promoter and do kind of some smaller stuff. And she told me to my face, she said, Roy, in 2024, I'm running for judge. Like, she's coming for, like, and so it's so dope to see these people being active and going out there and trying to be the change in their communities.
Yeah.
Just as quick as you can or as long as you want to, man, what are the best practices for someone that hasn't been in politics who's trying to tiptoe into that? Even if, like Cori Bush is a great example over in Missouri. Or you look at...
Presley, AOC, at the Randall local Woodfin. Level, you got Randall Woodfin. You also have your boy Stephen Reed.
Stephen Reed and Montgomery.
Yeah. So, any chance to shout out Morehouse niggas? Y'all go ahead, continue though.
But no, in that world of politics, because this is the part of the show where we really get into employment and things that you can do to better yourself and seek out that stuff. And I know that for the people who are civic minded, what are some of the best practices? Like, should you spend a year or two building your connections and learning the community and the people?
Yeah. The advice I would give as it relates to trying to enter into public service, one, do it authentically. You know, there people like to make politics so much more complicated than what it really is. Politics translated is simply the study of people. you're a person, you interact with people every single day. You either have a care for them or you don't. You either have, you know, a love of where you live and think that everything is perfect and you want to preserve its perfection, or you see where the fault lines are and where the change can be made. And then you step in and you want to make that difference. So my first piece of advice is do it authentically. I used to run a candidate training program. I founded one and helped a national program. And we would have these candidates come through, you know, people who thought they wanted to one day be candidates. And after experiencing them for 1 week of an initial training, I'd say, I would definitely not like to see you in public service from that standpoint. I understand you like the transaction, but there are a lot of ways to be part of a transaction. Lobbying is a way to be part of a transaction. Right. Public service from the standpoint of an elected official should be just that. It should be a service to the public, and you ought to come by it, in my opinion, honestly. And I know politicians get a bad rap because we only hear about the bad stuff, but there are a lot of people, far more people, who get into that line of work with sincere and honest commitment to make where they live and what they love better. And then there are people who get into it for alternative reasons. And there are also people who get into it for good reasons, who over their time in service get exposed to so much bad that the lines start to be blurred between what is right and wrong. It isn't so black and white for people anymore. So your moral compass is very important. Ways to get involved is volunteer. That thing you want to change before you ever run for elected office to change it, maybe you ought to try changing as an individual with a community and other people who are concerned, and then determining whether or not that's your calling or not. And then I think I would say lastly, Roy and fam, is that you don't necessarily have to be in public service from the standpoint of an elected official only. There are a lot of ways to be in the system, a public civil servant, going and working for the local government, applying for a job at Parks and Rec, and one day working your way up to become the director of Parks and Recreation, you know, if that's what you choose. So there are, you know, there are a lot of avenues in. It isn't as complicated as people like to make it. The reason we often say it's complicated is to either excuse ourselves out of having to do the hard work or to make sure that you come to believe that the barriers are so high for entry that you never, ever, ever step up to challenge me one day for the office that I desire. You understand the first rule of politics is self-preservation. And so most people, despite of how good they may be, they don't want competition. So they figure out ways to keep you from being able to compete. But cream always rises. And I think people who are made of good stuff and good stock find their way into the process and they last. And those that aren't, you know, you see fall by the wayside.
You know, man, I was a big fan of you before I've ever had the chance to sit down and meet you tonight. I grew up in a DC area where government shit is all I know. But listening to you speak, man, I think I've become a bigger fan of you and what you and what you're doing, because it's clearly a sincerity there. And I grew up in an area where people ain't that damn sincere. They're telling you they're running for office because they know it's money involved. That's true. See somebody who still has that moral base, man, I respect that way more.
I appreciate that. Tell you, our kids are crying up top, and I keep thinking, like, oh my God, this podcast is gonna pick up all of the their voices. They are screaming up top.
Oh no, man. No, you gotta do what I do. Just put them off in one room and close the door. Nobody can hear that shit. The mics are awesome nowadays.
You know what we did, right? We put them in one room. Unfortunately, it's right above us.
Yeah, so the parents here. Yeah. I understand.
So well, I was just gonna say there's a flip side to that coin, and I want to present this point to RJ. We all know in politics there are no permanent friends, there are no permanent enemies. There's only permanent self-interest, but at, right. yeah, but at your house, you keep it real and you keep it on the straight and narrow. How do you do that support knowing that it's so venomous out there?
I think it's just what you said. After Andrew and I knew each other in college, but when we dated and got married, he was at least a local elected official. So even then I could see how different his world was. Even, you know, in a place like Tallahassee, that's not a big city, I see the difference. I see how people treat you sometimes sincerely, you know, very admirably, excuse me. of this young man, you know, youngest ever elected to office in Tallahassee. Some people for what you can do for them, some coming out of the woodwork to attack when you're like, what was that about? There was no reason to attack there. But also realizing, it's like you just said, Ralph, Andrew's sincerity and authenticity for what he does, it goes way back. It's like Roy said, it goes back to our days at FAMU.
He can trick you into walking in the heat. Exactly. When you wasn't planning to go walk.
But I might not be able to keep you because Subway has air conditioning.
You didn't say nothing about marching back. You just said marching there. I marched there.
Funny story is that we were in SGA together and we actually bumped heads a lot and didn't see eye to eye, but I could never say that he didn't have the right intentions, even though I didn't necessarily agree with the way he wanted to get things done.
She was much more conservative.
I'm one of those. It's like, let's go she in. She says, when we
get there, though,
let's have a meeting.
Like, how long are we going to be there?
You know
and
what?
When do you make the decision?
I didn't say that.
For when we are going to leave.
I didn't say that.
When are we going to make the decision for? And then what if we leave and we haven't
but
gotten?
I did want to know what we wanted. End game.
Absolutely.
You want me to march? We spending a night in the Capitol. Ain't nobody got sleeping bags or toothbrushes. What is the end game? That's all I want to know.
What I wanted to deal with was the game right now, which is we are pissed off at what you did. And there are consequences.
JG asked me a question.
My bad, man.
So I'm going to get back to it.
God, damn.
Cracking up at us.
Andrew, I can't wait to meet you in real life, bro. Because what's going to happen is we're going to meet, our wives are going to meet, and then both of us are going to be inconsequential.
Because the outside world is so tough. You know, you got to have skin like an alligator, is what we used to say. You know, he used to tell me all the time, don't read the comments. And I'm meaning that literally and figuratively.
No doubt.
People that have something bad to say online are off. Don't read the comments. And it was important for us, especially when Andrew was running for governor, that our home remained our home. Yes. It was our safe space.
Respect.
So that he could physically feel the energy being different when he walked in the door. Our kids, luckily, were little. We wanted to keep it safe for them. Like, our home is our home.
Yes.
Nice. And none of that outside stuff gets in here.
You know, I hate to make the comparison that I'm sure y'all have both heard before.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland. And we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
But y'all very much remind me of Barry and Michelle. Simply because, no, real talk. Yo, people can say what they want to, but for the 8 years that dude was in D.C., you did not know jack shit that was going on in that house. Right. There was no way to know it. They kept that whole thing together super tight. They really
still
did.
Don't know a lot now. That's why I
the answer though.
Now,
whenever you see one of the daughters at a concert smoking or kissing somebody, they'd be like, ooh. Like, that's all you got on them.
Barry wrote her that joint. Barry gave her that joint. You go on up.
Let's go to the break. Let's go to the break. Let's go to the break.
That is admirable that both of them, though, you could always tell president, first lady, or not, their family came first.
Always.
Yeah. And it's always evident with the two of you. So that's why I asked that question. And I wanted to make sure people understood that you need that level of support and understanding because no one is perfect.
Talk about it, JG. Yeah.
No one is perfect, and it is an unreasonable standard to keep ourselves. I always, you know, I will tell you, for everything we have been through, what I've personally been through, the now, you know, being in recovery, you know, from alcohol and, you know, being in therapy for the first time in my life, it's become very, very clear to me that most of what people have to say to you and about you is reflective of their own trauma and their
ability to navigate their own shit. Yeah. Say that again, bro.
So instead of having to deal with their stuff, they projected
everything
onto you. And you're like, you don't know me.
You don't know me
to be that passionate about how you feel about me. Yeah. You clearly are representing how you feel about something else going on in your life. You ought to get to that.
Hurt people.
And I don't mean that in a reductionist way. It really is something to say that if we all spent more time on working on our best selves, what is in our pleasure. I mean, I love this saying Jay says often, and it really resonates with me. The first thing you need to know about me is that I'm not you, and the rest will make sense.
Put that on a shirt, bro.
I'm telling you what I told her. Let me market that right there. But it's really true. So I hate that I learned so much later in life about coming into my own happiness, joy, and pleasure. Ooh. So much time was spent outwardly about, okay, how do we make this better for all of us? And then maybe it heals a part of me internally. And it worked the way God wanted it to, but in reverse, I would have loved to have done the me work. But the truth is that we're all on the me work probably for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
After the break, the homie Norado, aka Rob for short, is going to give us a couple of things to break the ice with coworkers of the opposite race. And then we're going to come back to Scam of the Week, man. We're going to take it home with the Dillums.
Yay.
The Dillums are on.
Man.
Honestly, y'all could just host the rest of this show.
Get the hell out of
here. I still want my check. Let's make sure we're clear about this.
Check, though. Jacqueline
wants her check.
I love it.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Job fair. Back in it. RJ and Andrew Gillum standing by for Scam of the Week. But since they're native Floridians, you know, it's nice to just kick back and do it for Florida this week. And to help us give you some Florida stories to break the ice, as always, this gentleman, he is a pleasure to bring on this program. Walks around barefoot so he can be in tune with the earth. He can feel the chakras or whatever the fuck that shit is. And if you're ever in Central Tennessee or somewhere up and down the I-65 corridor, ladies, if you go outside and put an empty bottle of Southern Comfort up a flagpole, he will appear. His mama named him Nerado. We call him Rod for short. Rod, welcome.
What's up? What's going down? I appreciate you getting the word out about my bat signal.
Real quick, Rod, before we get into breaking the ice, what say you to 14-year-olds? The state of Wisconsin is rumored to be lowering the child labor law age to 14 and allowing employers to let 14-year-olds work as late as 11 o'clock p.m.
That is outrageous. This is a perfect example of them just trying to let you know. They're doing this in the face of adults not putting up with their bullshit anymore. So this is a clear-cut example of them, like, who can we take advantage of now? How about 14-year-olds?
Yeah.
Like, we went through this before fucking Reconstruction after the Civil War. We're supposed to be done with child labor law shit. Like,
yeah. Remember back in the day, them kids was like 13 working in the rail yard and coming home like, with one
like
leg.
Straight up, like 10 years old working in a fucking mine.
Got nubs on their hands.
Getting married and
shit. They
might lose
a finger or a hand because they ain't want to pay attention.
But my counter to this though, Rod, my counter to this though is that in the homes where a 14-year-old has decided that this is, I need to work. They have chosen to make money. Are we saying that 14-year-olds are too stupid to realize that, nah, dog, you just need to stay at the house and kick it? When there's some households that need that little extra couple
dollars.
That's not
supposed to be a child's place. I think that speaks more to a problem with the fact that you have to get a license to have a car, but as long as you can fuck, you can have a baby. We need to do something about the requirements for being a parent, because a 14-year-old should not need to work to help make ends meet. That's not his or her problem. That's not the child's problem. That's their parents' problem.
Again, I'm in a total agreement with you not to put a 14-year-old out there. That's a socioeconomic issue. It's a whole big problem, but I just don't see 14.
It's outrageous. People are like, can I get $3 more an hour? Like, how about you bring your underage child in here? Let them stay to almost midnight. Like, that's a horrible negotiating tactic.
Yeah. And 14-year-olds don't know how to defend themselves. They don't know what to say yes to. They don't know what to say no to.
Yeah, they're not ready for that, man.
That's the bigger issue. The bigger issue is that you're dropping 14-year-olds into an environment that's very hostile. I don't know if you've seen these fast food spots, but you got to have hands. And
that is true.
Grown men coming over the counter fighting you over a goddamn Baconator.
Now,
if you ain't got hands,
exactly. We got to lower the age to conceal and carry to 14 also, because it's rough out here right now.
All right, Rod, let's get the people some shit to break the ice.
Which one is this?
Let's keep it Florida, man. We got guests from Florida.
White people. What you want to be talking to your black coworkers about if we're keeping it Florida is rapper Kodak Black recently put out a video where he defended his actions at a party recently, where he was dancing with his mom and kissing her in the mouth and gripping on her ass like she was a stripper. His mama.
His mama?
Yeah. You're kidding, right?
This was Tom Brady kissing his 2-year-old son on the mouth to the umpteenth hour. A lot of people naturally had a big problem with what was going on in that video.
How did he touch your ass?
You ever been drunk at a club with a girl you knew you was gonna fuck that night?
No.
Like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was gripping and smacking over and over again. And attempting to kiss her in the mouth. It was very uncomfortable.
Oh. Down South Georgia girl need to find us a statement on this real quick.
It didn't make it any better.
Said something about it. Wait, what did he say? You got that?
Yeah. Kodak Black says, I love the shit out of my mama. We've been through a lot of shit. My mama was my mama and my daddy, bro. So far, my daddy so left the nigga when we was young. My mama, dog, we was broke as shit. My mama stood up. A nigga be in the streets every day. She could lose a nigga. So when I see my mama, I adore her. I'll kiss her feet, homie. What you talking about? And it's like, fuck a nigga, boy. Some of you niggas don't even holler at your mama. Weird. Some of you niggas don't even call your mama, homie. Some of you niggas don't spend time with y'all mama, homie. But at the same time, it's on some shit like, how you expect to love a bitch if you don't love your old girl? So, nigga, that's my old girl. What the fuck? She ain't tripping. Then I don't give a fuck what you talking about. End quote.
But then he gripped his mama's ass like it was all, like it was about to run away. Like, he didn't grab his mama like he was just... Come here, mama. He grabbed her ass like it was about to drop from her thighs and run the fuck away.
Like, I'm almost like Jacqueline now when we talk about like weird, like dead body stuff. Like, this is uncomfortable.
Dog, he's trying to kiss his mama with a Newport in his hand. I ain't even making this up. Like, this boy got a full blown Newport in his hand.
It's a wild video. About that. Like I said, his explanation don't make it no better. Talking about you adore her and you'll kiss her feet. And you ain't gonna be able to love a woman properly unless you love your moms the right way. And it's just like, yeah, I ain't about to try to finger my moms in order to learn how to be with no girls. That's a little much.
I get his theory. Like, you know, if you can't love your mama, then you can't love another woman. I in theory, in all the nice ways, I get that. But in the video, this is how you love your mama right here. Like, just wow.
This for a second or two, he was really playing. But then I guess something else kind of got into him. But he was playing in the beginning.
I don't know. All right, let's flip it up, Rod. Let's flip the script.
Black people, what you want to be talking to white people about as it relates to Florida is two of their favorite things, dogs and guns. Recently had a woman who breeds dogs in West Park, Florida, had three teenagers come over to the house where she keeps the dogs, checking out a couple puppies. Worth a reported $4,000 a piece.
What?
And that's when the kids decided that's a little bit out of their price range. They were more thinking $3.99. And they up pistols and took off with the puppies. And this woman kicked out of her front door with her own semi-automatic and started bucking back, and they got into a full-blown shootout in front of her house over those dogs.
It's not dogs, it's money. That's livestock. That's bread. They basically took $12,000. Like, if you think about how she looked, it's three puppies. That's $12,000.
They stole a car at her house. They've arrested two of the kids, but they haven't recovered the dogs yet.
Where are the dogs?
But she's not facing any charges because she was defending her home.
Yeah, that stands your ground in the clear sense. I would think somebody trying to steal $12,000 from you, you allowed to shoot at them from the porch. Okay.
Was she not concerned with hitting the puppies?
I guess at the point where it's like, you know, these people could have killed me and I wouldn't be here to enjoy the 12 G's from those puppies, or they're going to get away forever with these dogs, and so I'm never going to get them back anyway. Fuck it. If they if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, they did to me.
No.
Damn these dogs. You just put a gun in my face in my house. I don't give a fuck about them dogs no more. You gotta die.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody gotta go.
I have a question, and this has nothing to do with anything. It's such a sidebar. So Rod just went to a wedding, and he was in the wedding, and I asked him a question about that wedding, and he didn't answer it. So I'm going to ask you now in front of everyone. Did you sleep with one of those girls at this wedding?
Listen, America. I don't think you understand me. I did not have sexual relations with those bridesmaids.
Let them know, right?
Everybody knows I've been celibate since 2009. Come on, man.
Top of the year, we're going to work on that Rod's relationship fair. We got to have something. Just random people calling, asking Rod for advice. Oh, shit.
I'm all for it. That would be fun.
In the meantime, his podcast is Uncle Rod's Story Corner, and get that wherever you can. Rod, as always, thank you, good sir. Appreciate you representing for Florida. We're just trying to do something special for our guests.
It's a good deal, man. Bless up. Love you, Florida.
Bye, Rod.
Scam of the week time. Thank you, as always, Rod. Giving us some Florida stories that you can break the ice with coworkers in the opposite race. We've been keeping it Florida this whole show.
All right.
Whatever. Look, when you get all DMV, when guests come on here from the DMV, I interrupt y'all bonding?
Mm-mm. I was not disrespecting you. I said, all right. I'm stepping away. I know what that means.
Your volume was a little...
Nigga, I got a deep voice. I'm sorry.
I ain't aggressive.
Right. I'm married to a Jersey woman and I got a deep voice. I'm a little aggressive. Lord. See, you understand. There you go. Yeah, I meant no disrespect at all.
The podcast is 3 days a week. It's called Real Talk with Andrew Gillum. He's joined with us with his wife, RJ. The scam of the week is where this is the part of the show we reserve to just discuss anything you've seen shady done on any job or anything from back in the day in your early days, pre-fam you even. You know, if it's the working at the Wendy's. I had a buddy that worked at Wendy's in Tallahassee.
Yeah, Wendy's.
And the code was, when he was working the drive-thru, order a junior bacon, mustard only. And he knew that was the code to pack the bag.
Okay.
And he would ring you up for a junior bacon, mustard only, and you would leave with 3 bags. And you know Wendy's, that's them heavy burgers. Mm-hmm. That's them weighty.
Yeah, I remember.
Square Joe's.
Yeah. So you got a two-hand of Wendy's bag. The bag he give you from Wendy's, you had to two-hand that bitch going back into the dorm.
I mean, Wendy's, you touched my heart briefly. I did Wendy's for a week, and it didn't work out. I wasn't fired. I actually removed myself.
So you quit?
Yeah. This isn't going to work out for us. This wasn't what I thought.
Did you walk off, just no call, no show, or did you formally?
I told the guy. I had enough respect. I mean,
dignified man.
Even at a young age, that is impressive, not. Bro.
I went to work for a hardware store in this particular city, and I realized it's a very good white lady who had it, who hired me. And she was married to a good white guy.
I know.
About week 2 on the job, I realized that the manager who was over the wood section, who was this black dude, and the good white lady who hired me were in a situation that I ran up on. And
just back there in the light department.
When she realized I had ran up on it, then my duties really kind of changed. I wasn't as responsible for restocking the nails. Because the nails were the worst. Y'all, I had no idea there were so many variety of nails that you could buy. And when people came and asked me where certain things were in the store, I just kind of make it up. And or get out of Dodge. Like, I'm so sorry, that's not my section. If you whatever, but I really was supposed to know where things were in the store and that kind of thing. But that lasted a good year and a half where I got paid and
you didn't have to do any work because you had secrets. Look,
but then, stuff started to become revealed and I had to get out of there. So, but that was about good into my senior year.
You're a respectable brother. So, this is a question that I don't even know if you want to answer, but I got to push you on this one. After you caught them in the act, did they keep going after you left?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. Florida. All day.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. And it wasn't just one time that I observed it. I wasn't.
What? Just,
wait a minute. What?
Some folks be into that shit, Ralph, because it's dangerous. Places. Sex at work. Where, come on, fuck me right now on top of the lumber. Yeah. Like, it's that type of shit.
Hey, I tell you, the man was an expert at wood. She was really laying. She, you know, just worked out that way.
Not an expert in wood, Shawty. Not an expert in wood.
So I guess I was actually part of the scandal because I leveraged knowing I didn't ever, of course, threaten. I never gotten to that.
Yeah,
situation.
You never blackmailed. No, you ain't part of it. You're not part of it.
It's a bit of an understanding.
The podcast is Real Talk with Andrew Gillum. Monday.
That might be the best closer we've ever had, right?
Wednesdays and Fridays.
100% true, by the way. I didn't make it up. So
expert in wood. I can't.
Roy, that was for you, brother. That was for you.
Andrew and RJ Gillum, when I tell you I love you and I'm happy.
We love you.
For everything that you all are doing.
We love y'all.
That's what's up.
Whenever you want me on your podcast, man. I'm happy to come on. I won't even cuss. I'll come over there and be appropriate. I'll be appropriate. This podcast is a gamut of things. Like we'll have a veteran on. We'll talk about military PTSD, and then it'll be two people from OnlyFans. You don't know what you're getting.
And then a pastor. Yeah. A pastor who's
they need to say diverse podcast. Thank you all.
Employment is diverse. Okay. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Employment is diverse.
Exactly.
It's real.
I feel like whether you are selling used panties or you out there working the street for the postal office, we do a very good job of being very respectful in our interview.
RJ, someone offered me $1,000 for my undergarments. So, I'm just like.
I heard, I want y'all to take a camera when you go visit the luggage store. I didn't know about this.
Scottsboro, Alabama.
In Alabama? Yeah. Where is it?
In Scottsboro, Alabama. It's about an hour.
Come with us.
It's about an hour east of Huntsville.
I would love to. Let me know when you're coming.
Come with us.
Serious, I'm down. Okay.
Love it. Well, thank you all so much for coming on.
Sweet.
Thank you all for rocking
thank
with us.
For having us.
The whole episode, man. This wasn't even supposed to happen, man. But it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Our kids are starving, so we're gonna feed them. But yeah, that's why they make it all that ratchety noise.
Kids are resilient. They'll be fine.
Kids are resilient. That's what they say every time when I used to drop them.
That's they bounce.
I know. I didn't drop.
But they do bounce. They do
bounce. Well, you know, or a version of
what? What? How old is y'all kids, man?
We got twin 7-year-olds and a 4-year-old.
Oh, nice.
All right. Oh,
almost old enough to work till 11 o'clock at night with these new child labor laws
in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, I'll see your kids at Wendy's, and they better make sure my bag heavy. Appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much, man.
Thank y'all, man.
Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Yeah, man. Boys Job Fair is a product of iHeartMedia, Comedy Central, and South Park and Princeton Productions. Now, do you like RJ Gillum, JG?
Oh my gosh, I liked her already, but now she is a close friend. She is from my hometown.
They both started talking about the band catching drive-bys, and I was in shock at that moment. Okay. I was like, wait a minute, what?
The truth is, we went to rival high schools, so it was the shooters from our school shooting at them. It's so true.
JG know the shooters. Is that why you're in the guns, Jacqueline?
Hey, you better learn fast.
Jacqueline went to the Lean On Me High School, Ralph.
Right?
Seriously, our high school was on CNN for a brawl that happened at a basketball game.
Maybe third, next time we'll invite some of your friends from Morehouse.
Yeah, we can,
man.
Why are
you making that face?
My boys was a little wild. I didn't go to Morehouse where you could like pledge and everything. Everybody I went to school with pledged Freakness. I mean, most of our stories ain't suitable. Yes, most of them ain't suitable. But they're very good people and they're upstanding lawyers and judges and important shit now. So
that's a different podcast.
You've been to one of them?
Roy's Sex Fair.
Been to one of them. I went to three of them. What you talking about?
I've never been to one of them.
One time I tried to go to Freak Meek, my car broke down in Talladega. I couldn't get there, so I had to go. That was God telling me.
Don't do it.
We'll be back next week.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hello,
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Zoe Deschanel, and I'm so excited to be joined by my friends and castmates, Hannah Simone and Lamorne Morris, to recap our hit television series, New Girl.
Join us every Monday on the Welcome to Our Show podcast, where we'll share behind-the-scenes stories of your favorite New Girl episodes.
Each week, we answer all your burning questions like, is there really a bear in every episode of New Girl? Plus, you'll hear hilarious stories like this.
Fun that fact. Was one of your things too. You brought back from Latvia.
Yeah, I brought back
because
a hoop.
All professional basketball players.
Yeah, it's like a little 7-foot hoop.
Yeah. Listen to the Welcome to Our Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And I'm Aida Osman. And welcome to Bel Air, the official podcast from the new Peacock original series, Bel Air. I am so excited to dive into the show. And we'll be joined by some amazing guests like the show's creator, Morgan Cooper, and so many more people.
It's a culture podcast.
Yep.
It's a TV podcast.
Yeah.
But it's not a recap podcast.
Period.
Subscribe now and listen to Bel Air, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.